Episode 20, The Minotaur, The Beast of the Labyrinth. In the heart of Greek mythology lies a tale of terror, sacrifice, and cunning, the legend of the Minotaur. Half man and half bull, this monstrous creature dwelled within the twisting corridors of the labyrinth, a prison of endless passages where escape was nearly impossible. The story of the Minotaur is not just about a monster and a hero. It is a tale of human pride, punishment, and the courage to confront what lies in the dark. The Minotaur's origins are as strange as the beast itself. King Minos of Crete had once prayed to Poseidon, god of the sea, to send him a magnificent bull as a sign of divine favor. The god granted his wish, but when Minos refused to sacrifice the bull in gratitude, Poseidon cursed him. The curse took a shocking form. Minos's wife, Pusiphae, was compelled to fall in love with the bull. From this unnatural union, the Minotaur was born, a creature with the body of a man and the head of a bull, filled with insatiable hunger and uncontrollable rage. Ashamed of the monster yet unable to kill it, Minos sought a way to hide his shame. He ordered the master craftsman Daedalus to construct a labyrinth beneath his palace at Knossos. With winding corridors, endless turns, and no clear exit, it was a prison designed to hold the beast forever. There, in the dark, the Minotaur roamed, feeding on the flesh of human sacrifices. These sacrifices came from Athens, a city forced into submission by Minos after a previous conflict. Every 9 years, the Athenians were required to send 7 young men and 7 maidens to Crete as tribute. They were cast into the labyrinth, where the Minotaur awaited them. None ever returned. The cycle of horror continued until the arrival of the hero Theseus, son of the Athenian king Aegeus. Brave and determined to end his people's suffering, Theseus volunteered to be part of the tribute. Upon reaching Crete, he captured the attention of Ariadne, daughter of Minos. Moved by love, or perhaps by pity, Ariadne gave him a ball of thread, a simple tool that would become the key to his success. With the thread tied at the entrance, Theseus ventured deep into the twisting passages of the labyrinth. Guided by the thin line unspooling behind him, he confronted the Minotaur. Accounts differ on the details of their battle. Some say he fought with his bare hands, others that he used a sword. But all agree on the outcome. Theseus triumphed, slaying the beast. Following the thread, he retraced his path and emerged victorious, leading the surviving Athenians to freedom. The story of the Minotaur carries many layers of meaning. It speaks of the consequences of defying the gods, of human arrogance punished by monstrosity. It reflects the terror of being trapped in an unsolvable maze, a metaphor for life's challenges and the inner beasts we all must face. And it highlights the importance of courage, cleverness, and guidance, the thread of Ariadne, when confronting darkness. The myth endured long after the fall of ancient Crete. To the Greeks, it symbolized the triumph of civilization over chaos, of human ingenuity over brute force. In later centuries, the labyrinth became a powerful metaphor in literature and philosophy, representing confusion, entrapment, or the complexities of the human mind. The Minotaur itself evolved into a symbol of inner struggle, the beast within, born of hidden shame or uncontrollable desire. Today, the tale of the Minotaur continues to inspire novels, films, and art. It reminds us that monsters are not always born of nature. They can also be born of human pride and broken promises. Yet, even in the darkest maze, there is always a thread to follow, a path to freedom, if one has the courage to seek it. The legend of the Minotaur remains timeless, a story of a beast cursed by the gods, a labyrinth of shadows, and a hero who dared to face both.